USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In Georgia's recount, one rural county has found 2,600 uncounted ballots. It's unlikely to change the state's overall results, said Gabriel Sterling, Georgia's voting system implementation manager. The error could worsen an already tense situation in the state amid allegations by President Trump's campaign that the election was marred by fraud. President Trump asked for options on attacking Iran's main nuclear site last week, but ultimately decided against the strike, a U.S. official said on Monday. Trump made the request during a meeting on Thursday with his top national security aides. The official confirmed the accounts of the meeting in the New York Times, which reported that the advisors persuaded Trump not to go ahead with the strike because of the risk of a broader conflict. Hurricane Iota made landfall Monday night, about 15 miles from where Ada touched down less than 2 weeks ago. Iota hit Nicaragua as a Category 4 with 155-mile-an-hour winds. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
After arriving at the International Space Station over the weekend on a SpaceX rocket, the astronauts are checking in. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki tells us more.
Four astronauts are now aboard the International Space Station after successful docking maneuvers Monday night. The SpaceX Dragon capsule Resilience met up with the station about 27 hours after liftoff from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. Victor Glover, Michael Hopkins, Shannon Walker, and Japan's Soichi Noguchi joined three others aboard the station for a six-month stay. At a short ceremony to welcome the new crew aboard the ISS, Noguchi said the new arrivals are humbled by and ready for the experience.
We are very humble and happy to be here. This is the first operational flight of the Crew Dragon, and it took 27 hours, but we enjoy every moment. And from now on, we are part of this great expedition crew member, Expedition 64. We have a lot of utilization ahead of us, and we are ready to work.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Monday Night Football had the Minnesota Vikings head down to the Windy City and take on division rival Chicago Bears. The Vikings take home the win 19-13. Minnesota's quarterback Kirk Cousins, now 1-9 on Monday Night Football games, talks up the win.
And just great to get a win, you know, against a divisional opponent at their place, a place that's, you know, tough place to play. You know, it's a really good defense we play tonight. I felt like they showed it all game long. Yards were tough to come by. Points were tough to come by. You know, they were able to contain our run game for the most part, and you know, that's why it was so important to have success in the pass game and have success on third downs. They were also are a very good defense on third down and in the red zone. So got to give the defense a ton of credit for holding the Bears to only, you know, really 6 points, and you know, just proud of our team for the work we've put in the last few weeks and the results we've been able to get, and you know, now we just got to keep building on it.
Chicago Bears quarterback Nick Foles was carted off the field after being slammed to the turf late in the fourth quarter. Bears head coach Matt Nagy said Foles suffered a hip or a leg injury. Sunday, the Vikings host the Dallas Cowboys. The Bears are on a bye week. Medical evaluations performed Monday on New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees reveals that he has multiple rib fractures on both sides of his chest and a collapsed lung. Brees is unsure how much time he might be forced to miss before returning to start for the Saints. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.